Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Tell you, I like the style of House Speaker Mike Johnson saying, look, we're going to support Israel, and we're going to do it to the tune of $14.5 billion in military aid, but we got to get a pay-for out of this. And that pay-for, my friends, comes out, at least in this particular case, out of this huge fund that sits there waiting for the IRS to do something with it. But it doesn't matter where it might come from. It's just the notion of pay-fors, which is absolutely making heads spin in D.C., and it looks like Mike Johnson is off to a good start as far as I can tell. Folks, welcome to the program here, hour number three of the broadcast this morning. We are live. It is Friday. I am Kyle Warren. I'm glad to be with you, and the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can pick up social media there. You can also send us a direct message if you have a question or a comment for myself or for our guest, of course, this hour, our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I tell you what, you know, I just mentioned, of course, about the Israel aid package. There's a lot of dust up because that doesn't include the so-called humanitarian portion of that for the Palestinian areas. Is that something that would be picked up by, I don't know, other nations in the region, perhaps?
The Palestinians, do they really need any money? They got all the money they want if they go get it from Hamas.
Right.
You know, the UN funds them, Qatar funds them, Jordan funds them, Saudi funds them, you know, so we don't need to.
Well, again, you know, they're these big Hamas leaders. You know, they live in other places other than Gaza, right?
And they live large.
Yeah, they live large, and they literally – is it true that, honestly, they could be actually billionaires at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that, you know, there should be some fingers pointed at these particular people. You know, they're not just, you know, for lack of a better, like, you know, cliche, living the American dream or something like that, but they're living large, as you said, at the expense of people in Gaza who are there and used literally for cannon fodder. It's so inhuman that we can't even wrap our heads around it.
The International Criminal Court is for the most part, you know, inert. It means kind of like nothing. And by the time they get through a case, it's decades later. You know, we are not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. The United States is not. So as a consequence, if we have any partners or allies left, I think that I would launch a international military or criminal tribunal that competes with the International Criminal Court. And I think I would start being assertive. I mean, there's enough evidence out there for Mahmoud Abbas, otherwise known as Abu Mazen, who is the president of the state of Palestine and the Palestinian National Authority, whatever all that is. And then I would go to Bashar al-Assad of Syria, Putin, the Mullahs of Tehran. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And that also includes, I might add, some people that are here in the United States. That includes Robert Malley. Robert Malley was the head of the Iranian envoy under the Obama administration. He, along with Jack Lew, who has now been confirmed by the Senate, shame on them, as the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. He was confirmed, I think, yesterday or the day before yesterday. He didn't waste any time because he's already in Israel meeting, shaking hands with Tony Blinken, as he just landed a couple hours ago. But nonetheless, Robert Malley has been operating a spy ring, an Iranian spy ring here in the United States, in and around Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't have law and order on the streets going across the United States. We have seen that. But on a bigger note, we also don't have any kind of law and order when it comes to government personnel, envoys, czars, and the rest of them. So we'll never do some kind of military criminal tribunal, but just for fun, I think it'd be an interesting gesture to put it out there and float that and put people on notice.
Well, indeed, because obviously, you know, this particular UN official who resigned in protest because of what he called a textbook case of genocide is saying that, well, the Israelis have already given, in his opinion, enough evidence to be taken to an international criminal court, basically, you know, or the like thereof. So, again, this narrative continues that somehow it's the whole focus is on Israel retaliating for this attack and trying to root out Hamas because they can't just leave them there in order to do this attack again. It was a well-planned, well-financed attack. Tell you what, Denise, if you can hold on there just for a moment,
sure.
We're going to come out to the break here real quick. We got to pay a couple of bills, everybody. When we come back, much more to talk about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't go anywhere. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through, rocket through this Friday edition of the broadcast, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning here on the show, 949-822-7959. And, of course, we're going to get right back to our good friend Denise Simon here in just a few moments. First, I want to tell you that AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet and greet session and guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets again at theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program this morning. Let's go ahead and bring on, of course, our good friend and our guest this hour, Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you are. Okay, so we've got a couple of callers holding on the line here. You want to go ahead and take a call?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Line one, you are on the program this morning with Denise Simon. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Who's line one?
That would be you right there. Good morning. You're line one.
Okay, but I want to tell Denise to look up Hamtramck, Michigan. They're Arab Democrats, and gay pride is in the closet. They made all kinds of laws against gay pride, and I came from Dearborn, Fortson, and right now there is no blacks in Dearborn because of, anyway, now Dearborn has 3%, and the Dearborn police have a 56% black rate in 2020. That's okay. Pretty impressive. That's Khalid, the commission. Khalid, the problem in Congresswoman?
That's Rashida Tlaib? Yeah. Are you talking about Tlaib?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her Dearborn. When I was in Dearborn, I went to Fordson. They had a... When they had a plea of blacks, they thought blacks were moving in,
okay.
And they put the surrounded them with the police.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? What's your question for Denise this morning?
Well, I just wanted her to not a question. I just wanted her to research Hamtramck, Michigan. In Dearborn, because it's very important.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, and we appreciate it. Line two, you're on the line here. I think we got Backgammon Bob. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, you do. So I wanted to ask Denise about the fact that Israel has now decided to totally close off the Gaza. They're not going to let...
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ship all the people, all the Palestinians, back into Gaza. They're not having anything to do with Gaza. They're not sending them anything. They're totally cutting off their funding and stuff. And basically, they're just isolating them, which I think is a smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I wanted to note is that it recently came out that Joe Biden had gotten a $40,000 check, and they have an actual copy of the check. And And that, to me, seems like bribery and a reasonable reason to start impeachment. Is that they now have proof that he accepted money and stuff like that. What do you think?
Okay, and on the first one, interestingly enough, when Netanyahu was prime minister, they only allowed 3,000 people with work permits coming out of Gaza to work inside Israel.
So they had restrictions then.
They had huge restrictions. Under the previous prime minister, that number went up to 13,000. And so people need to necessarily understand that Netanyahu did not become prime minister again of Israel until this past December. So that 13,000 very well could have been a lot of operatives that were not vetted the way they needed to be vetted because of the previous prime minister. So some of the, what do they call, intelligence failures, I'm going to lay at the feet of the former prime minister. Now, having said that, the $30,000 check,
$40,000 check.
Yeah, $40,000 check. That is 10% of exactly of the money that came out of the large, I think it was $5 million that was sent in, but $400,000 went to the Hunter Biden operations, and the distributions were made after that, of which included Joe Biden's brother and then the brother's wife, sister-in-law, wrote the check of 10% to Joe Biden. So
that proves the scheme, because it's 10%, and it's also the fact it went to Hunter. And that should be circumstantial evidence for all the previous stuff that they're talking about, too.
Well, and because on the memo of the check it said loan repayment, that's where the Democrats are stepping in here and saying this is all about a loan. Well, a loan for what? I would argue that Comer is still got a lot of subpoenas in the pipeline, and as he gets the documents the bank statements and the hard evidence, he releases them. And, of course, the most recent is this is $40,000 check. So,
yeah, well,
the key
is all the bank statements that they need to get from Biden. They need to get his total financial records.
Well, here's the other interesting thing that nobody's asking about, and it occurred to me as I put my feet on the floor this morning getting out of bed, and that is exactly did the FBI, since they are very aware of all of this long before we were, did they have any kind of FISA warrants, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? Were there any kind of FISA warrants as a result of what the Bidens were doing, Bidens plural, and those in the business orbit, dealing with China, dealing with Ukraine, dealing with Russia, dealing with Kazakhstan, the rest of them? So I want to know the answers to some of those questions. So if anybody's on social media and could point to FBI and or Comer, I'd start asking what are the results of any, if any, and I'm sure there were, FISA investigations.
Indeed.
One last thing. I think we ought to take a page out of Israel's playbook as it applied to our own country.
What do you mean?
As how we treat the borders and how we treat people coming in.
Oh.
Vis-a-vis China, vis-a-vis some of these other countries.
And here's what I would like to ask, because as soon as the Republicans took the majority in the House again, slim majority as it was, they passed what is known as H.R. 2, which is the most aggressive immigration border protection bill that has been passed in decades. Of course, the only Republicans voted for it. So I would like to ask all of you Democrats that the first moment that something happens inside the United States, we find out it was because of some illegals, plural, including those that are on the terror watch list and so forth, are all of them willing to sign a statement that they are guilty of complicity or accessory to murders?
All right. Well.
Okay. Good luck on that one.
Yeah.
I think the main thing is that we have to get the House to use the power of the purse.
Right. Well, I tell you what, back M and Bob.
The real levers that they have.
Right. I agree.
All right, anyway, Denise.
Yeah, we're heading out to the break, everybody. Yeah. Thanks again, back M and Bob. Denise, hold on, and of course, we got another caller coming up, and please hold on there. We'll bring you on after the break, folks. There's much more to talk about. I don't know what that other caller was talking about. It's kind of a mystery to me. All right, stay right there, everybody.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas.
I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place.
He said that during his visit, he will engage with Israeli leaders on specific measures to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated that the Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads, and we'll see.
He emphasized that the investigation into potential illegal gains from Biden's family's foreign business dealings are still underway. Republicans have alleged that Biden engaged in an influence peddling scheme. DoorDash is trying out a new policy regarding non-tipping customers, cautioning them about potential delays in their deliveries. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, no, we're staying up. We're staying up in the overnights, everybody, all across America. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue across your radio dial this morning, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call in if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're with us. We're glad that you're spending some time with us. And we have a lot more to talk about this morning, especially with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Also, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. That's a little bit better. We are aware of an audio issue that we're having this morning, and we've been working on it here a little bit, so I think it's starting to sound a little bit better, Denise, and of course, we just want to let everybody know that, yeah, we're definitely trying to lock that down, and but we sure appreciate you being with us this morning. And by the way, we also have a caller hanging on the line who patiently hung on through the break, and it's John in Sarasota. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle. I wanted to add something I found really interesting as far as a quick interview that Tucker Carlson was doing with the president of Poland. And he was discussing how Poland has no terrorism because they do not allow migrants or people to migrate into the country. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how society in Poland is directed to family, religion, and the beliefs of the society. And he was, the president was saying how Donald Trump inspired them to put a wall up there so that people don't migrate in, people don't come in. One of the beautiful things we have in this country is I think we have the ability to have people come here.
Right.
But the situation is society has changed from give us your poor, give us your huddled masses, and give us, you know, the Statue of Liberty steel. We have people in this country here now to destroy this country. They're not here to better it. And, you know, very interesting how the president said that, you know, we have one of the safest places in Europe to be. And one other thing I want to add, that everybody's looking to this Israel conflict, and I don't blame everybody. We have North Korea looking at this, too. And we also have China. We also have China poised at any moment. I think we'll invade Taiwan. And, you know, I just kind of think, wow, the battlefront and the battle cries are going to be far and hard. China gets involved with Taiwan. This would be the opportunity of a lifetime for them now. And if North Korea gets involved with this Israeli conflict, which they already are to some degree, we are going to be spread so thin, or thinner than we are now. And, you know, I remember growing up, and I grew up during the Vietnam era, where, you know, we didn't have discussions every day about the war. You know, we had a brief interest and hoped for the best. We didn't talk about a president every day. The president came out usually once every month or two, made his little speech.
He wasn't saturated.
This is insanity. Every minute it's Biden this and Biden that, and these people this and these people that. And it's all coming unhinged at the seams. So I think we're going to have bigger problems very shortly, because China is going to invade Taiwan, and Israel is not going to get a second chance of doing what it is they need to do. So it's going to be a sticky situation. But that Poland situation really made me stop to think about how, you know, in some societies, when you live amongst your beliefs in your societies, there's peace. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, thanks, John, in Sarasota. We appreciate the call very much. Absolutely.
Well, I would say this. He brings up kind of an interesting point, and the point is that I'm a firm believer that in a high tide, all boats rise. And there was a time that countries worked hard for their own stability. In, you know, under the Trump administration, he was trying very hard on the whole Make America Great Again. And, of course, the left was calling that being a nationalist and that, you know, we had to be a global society. We're finding out that a global society is not working. Those people do not want, we don't want to all live together. We might want to visit together, but we don't do well living together necessarily. And you can see that by the enclaves of the way people live, country to country, country to country. And so I would say that somewhere between the United Nations and between you know, our own State Department, we're watching countries that should no longer be really developing countries collapse. And you know, when things begin to collapse, especially when the economies are bad and so forth, what happens? People leave. They bail out. And there are probably more Syrians living, for instance, out of Syria than are in Syria. That's how bad Syria got. But But where is this destabilization coming from? Destabilization is coming from rogue countries, including Iran, China, Russia, North Korea. They've all colluded together, a new axis of evil against the West. And so in the case of Poland, they took a hard look at this and said, you know what, we're not buying into it. Now, when Syria was going on, where did all those Syrians and Afghanis and Pakistanis, and they all, well, they all went west through the Mediterranean, and they ended up in Europe. How many people are still living in tents in Turkey? So I would say that they say the United States should not be the world's police force. Well, from a military standpoint, that might be true, but from a diplomatic standpoint, we need to be. But we also need to have the right people there, and we don't.
Indeed.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. From a diplomatic standpoint, though, we can't keep our own house in order right here.
Well, and we have that.
The right people.
Well, that's right. And that's, again, because the elections have consequences. And, you know, people want to come to this country. That's been since time immemorial. And that kind of does make us a little different from other nations, obviously. But the problem is that you've got an administration or the Democrat Party elite who want to look the other way while destabilizing things happen. And then if you mention it, then somehow you're anti-immigration and you're a racist or something like that, when nothing could be further from the truth.
Could I just add one more thing? How many Americans do you see protesting in our country or what appear to be Americans against Israel? We have the Palestinians shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, This is not a normalcy to come to another country where you have freedom of speech and practice hatred, though.
Well, this...
And that's why you got people like Senator Rubio that are saying cancel their visas.
I understand. We all have oversight committees. If I hear that word oversight committee one more time in my lifetime, I am going to lose it. We had an oversight committee with Hillary Clinton. We had an oversight committee led by, what was his name? Adam Schiff. We have oversight committees. And
that's all the fun of being a representative is to be on an oversight committee.
Absolutely. Let's see what happens with these checks now with the Biden family. We have oversights. James Comer is doing a wonderful job producing all this, just as, you know, they did with Hillary Clinton. But I don't know. We're just in deep.
We are in deep. There's no doubt about that. All right. Well, John in Sarasota, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful morning.
You
too. Have a great morning. John in Sarasota. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks once again. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Good morning.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. You can go over there, check out her great articles and all the other great stuff she has to offer over there. And we're coming right back, everybody. We got the Watchdog.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race across your radio dial here in the AM, overnights all across America. And we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about, and so much more, well, to do. I think we'll have time to get it all in, but we've definitely got our good friend Chris Markowski. He's the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can also hear him as well right here on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing well this morning. It's a Friday, finally, and that's a good thing. And, you know, we might go to a little bit of politics here in a moment, but I did notice this. It looks like Starbucks is going to be adding literally thousands more locations in the next few years by 2030, but they're also going to try to cut about $3 billion in costs. Seems like everywhere you go, there's another Starbucks going up. In fact, in my neighborhood, there's a small store that got renovated. It's a drive-thru, but now it's going to be a Starbucks. So what do you think?
Well, it's actually a pretty good time for these bigger companies to take out new leases because of the situation when it comes to commercial real estate. And, you know, they can probably strike deals to get maybe a little bit below market rates, but, again, the big lenders out there, especially in commercial, they want tenants like Starbucks because they know, you know, even if it doesn't work out and the store closes down, they're going to continue to pay their rent. So, you know, they might be starting cutting deals on a massive scale in regards to getting more, you know, urban stores. Again, this is, you know, people wonder why you get a lot of urban, you know, blight right now because of retail stores being shut down. And you're saying to yourself, why are these spaces haven't been occupied? And one of the reasons is because many times these buildings have, you know, loans on them where they have to keep the rent at a certain price. Now, they may, you know, negotiate to a certain degree when you're a national company like that because there's really no risk involved if the store doesn't work out.
Well, indeed. And, of course, also, as I mentioned, here we are. It's Friday. It's very early Friday morning, of course. But later today, we're going to get the October jobs report. Do you know what we might expect with this or how much impact do you think it might have?
I haven't given it, honestly, I don't really give it much thought. It's kind of like, you know, spinning the wheel on Wheel of Fortune to some degree. That, you know, the way that they do seasonal adjustments and how they go about figuring it, you know, you can basically take a look at the jobs market just by following the actual jobs number, not what they tell you, based upon what you see around us. Still, is there job openings, most certainly, in a lot of service sectors that are still available out there. But, again, you're going to continue to see more larger companies and more middle management positions start to drop off and go by the wayside. That's going to continue.
Well, you know, you mentioned something on the program yesterday, Chris, and it really did catch my ear, and that was, you know, we've already seen, you know, these, you know, consecutive quarters of negative growth, which typically would be referred to as a recession if, in fact, there is a Republican, for example, in the White House, perhaps. There's so much glossing over of things that are happening in the economy somehow we're not getting the whole picture, and again, I think because of political reasons.
Well, I think that that's a big part of it. The media is a part of it as well. You know, they kind of go in lockstep. And you get a lot of these economists, you know, in the media, the most favored ones, you know, whether it be the Paul Krugmans, the Alan Blinders, they are very, very, they're left-wing hacks. And, you know, there's not a day that doesn't go by. Again, I don't see some sort of piece. It's like, oh, man, the economy's doing great. Economy's strong. You know, why are, you know, people so down on the economy? They talk about last quarter's GDP number, which is a farce. It's based upon government spending. It's not based upon true business investment. So, no, the economy, as far as it being robust at this point in time, I mean, how could that be the case? You get all these companies are warning about the next quarter. We see, what's going on when it comes to inflation. You see what people have in regards to credit card debt. Yesterday you had the CEO of Target come out and say, hey, listen, you know, people are cutting back, even on groceries, they're cutting back now. So, tax revenue to the federal government's down. I mean, what else do you need to know? So they're going to come out and tell you that, oh, the economy's robust, but every sign out there is pointing in the opposite direction.
Well, one of the things that we've heard from the new speaker in regards to the Israel, you know, proposed aid for Israel, was that he wanted to get a pay for, which seems to be anathema, obviously, up on Capitol Hill. Probably for many Democrats, but also maybe for even some Republicans, unfortunately. At the very least, do you think that by demanding this or at least broaching this, that it'll resonate better with people with their own kitchen table budgets? Because, you know, we don't have the ability to just print money out of thin air to pay for whatever we want. We have to say, we're going to cut back on this so we can have that.
Well, again, there's, and even that, they're saying that it's paid for. It's not really paid for. I mean, we're still running a deficit. You know, we're moving money around. We're not adding any more to the deficit because what they're doing is they're moving money from, it was the $80 billion that was supposed to be spent on the IRS. They're saying use that, you know, take some of that away to pay for the Ukrainian aid. And I believe that's a great step in the right direction. That's how everything should be done. That's how we have to run our household budgets.
Right.
You know what? You're going to have to make a sacrifice somewhere else if you want to do this. We all have to make sacrifices in emergencies in our own household if we don't have the money put aside in an emergency fund. You know, why shouldn't the government operate in the same way? And you know, this is not just the $105 billion that he wants for all of this military aid. There's another $50-plus billion quote unquote emergency spending package that binds throughout there as well. This is the way things. This is how responsible adults operate. I mean, this is how any responsible. I mean, we got this emergency. You want to, you know, send weapons to Israel? Fine. Oh, okay, we'll do that. But you know what? We got to cut back somewhere else. We can't add.
Well, indeed, yeah. But you're right. Responsible adults. That's a novel idea these days. And I thought the adults were back in the room. I thought that was the whole point. But I also wanted to ask you, in the time we have left here, what do you think about the Sam Bankman-Fried guilty verdict and the whole situation? He was able just to generate just billions of dollars. It's just mind-boggling.
We got that guilty verdict, but we're going to see what's going to happen during the sentencing. This is a well-connected fellow. Let's just leave it at that. The amount of money that he gave to politicians, you know, we'll see how many years he actually does and whether or not, you know, it's shortened time at some sort of country club facility. Because, again, his connections run deep there with big-time politics, especially Democratic politics. He donated a lot of money.
Well, indeed, and the cryptocurrency thing, I have to admit, is kind of a murky sort of thing to me, and a lot of people out there, I'm sure. It's difficult to understand how he was able to build such a fortune with that.
Well, it is that, yeah, there's no doubt it's worth. Yeah, and let's be honest here, okay? It's a money laundering dream. Where do you think human traffickers and drug dealers and where do they do all their banking? They do it in the crypto world right now. That's how it's done. You don't need to pay off bankers in the old school way, and we all know that this is the case. And I know people run up and down, oh, it's an alternative and it's a store of value and all these things. It's also, you know, again, it's also where bad guys do their banking. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, indeed. And it seems to me, I mean, you know, I just don't see the general public, you know, sort of moving in that direction because it just seems to be unstable.
Well, it's very volatile, that's for sure. You can put a value on anything. So it's based upon what somebody is willing to pay for it. I mean, I can say that, you know, some of my baseball cards are worth a certain amount of money, but they're only worth what somebody is willing to pay for it on the other side. And, you know, all sorts of things have been hyped up throughout history, whether it be, you know, the tulip bulbs or Beanie Babies, whatever it may be. So, again, you know, it's taken off to some degree, you know, globally. I mean, they really pushed it with celebrities a couple of years ago when it was up over, you know, was close to $70,000 for for Bitcoin. I don't know. I avoid things that I don't understand and don't make sense to me. So I avoid that stuff.
I hear you. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdog on WallStreet.com. Thanks a lot.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.